Hey everyone, Victor Perolnik here from TrustRing, and I'm back here with the last episode of a multi-series podcast with Omid Tabye. Omid is a lawyer and the managing partner at Optimus Legal, a SaaS specialized law firm. And we've been talking about a number of things, including IP agreements, distributing equity, everything you need to know from a legal perspective when working with remote people or agencies. We'll link all those up here. Those are super relevant topics if you do any sort of remote software development. But in this final episode, we're going to answer a question that we get all the time and that, well, seemingly, is there a pragmatic answer to it, which we'll find out. And that question is, how can I protect my SaaS idea? How can I prevent a developer from just stealing my code and turning it into a business of their own? How can I prevent that from happening?
Yeah, I hate this question. I'm just joking. I get it all the time. I literally get it all the time. Okay, so let me give you like the typical lawyer answer. So the typical lawyer answer is going to be, oh, you know, get an NDA, you know, from anyone that you like before you share the idea. But let me show you what this conversation often sounds like, right? So I'm like, I'm at a bar. And I'm like talking to a founder and he's like, oh, I got this idea, man. It's a $1 billion idea. And I'm like, okay, cool. What is it? He's like, well, I can't tell you. I have to give you an NDA. I'll send you an NDA first. And then like, I look at him and I'm like, man, I don't even want to know what your idea is. Please, like, don't share it. So yeah, I mean, NDA is one way, but an NDA, it's going to limit you. Like if you want to raise funding for this idea, and you go to investors and you ask them to sign an NDA for an idea, you're not going to be able to get any traction. That's why I hate this question, because that fear of someone stealing the idea, my response to anyone that ever asks this question is always, an idea is worth a dime a dozen. It's not about the idea. And the number of times that someone has stolen an idea, sure, like, there are important places where it's important to protect yourself. I don't want people to get the wrong impression here. I'm not saying that protection isn't important. But in the early stages, if you're a wantpreneur, as in you want to be an entrepreneur, you haven't actually launched the thing, well, there's a couple different ways that you can protect your idea. One, don't tell anyone. See how that goes. Launch the product. And this is what I tell most people. The best way to protect your company from competitors, I just made a video on this actually. The best way to protect your company from competitors is to be the best in the business. Like if you're the best in the business, you're number one, then you don't actually have to worry about competitors beating you because you're beating them. You're delivering the best product for your customers. But that's beyond the idea stage. The best way to protect your idea is to launch your idea and then make it successful. That's the best way to protect your idea. Because before launching, as I mentioned, yeah, sure, there's NDAs. The other aspect is maybe you don't tell people. You're not going to be able to copyright because copyright is for a work that's been created. So copyright is, you know, let's say you've built code base, you can copyright that code base potentially. Trademark is only for names. So you'll be able to protect the name of whatever the company is related to, you know, that software. That's not going to help you. A patent, you could maybe file a provisional, but, you know, most people in the software space will tell you that unless the patent is incredibly novel for some sort of technology that is, as I mentioned, very novel. Again, I'm not a patent lawyer, but I've been in the space for long enough to know that most people in the space will tell you that software patents oftentimes, majority of time, aren't worth the paper that they are written on. Now, that's not always the case, as I mentioned, but generally that is the case. Unless it's like some very novel aspect that hasn't been created yet, you know, really iterates, pushes the field forward. I mean, you could potentially patent it. I think, and what I tell most people, that the best way to protect your idea is to create it. Create it, make it the best, build an audience, build a customer base, make your customers love your product, and then you actually won't even have to worry about protecting your idea because your customers themselves are so loyal to the thing that you've created, which is not an idea anymore, that you won't have to worry about anyone stealing anything. Sure, you might have competitors, but there's no way to stop anyone else from wanting to create. I mean, look at Uber and Lyft, for example. The Lyft guys saw what Uber was doing. They were like, well, why don't we just do that too? There was no way that Uber could have stopped Lyft from launching the same business. So how do I protect an idea? The simple answer is move it from idea to execution or get an NDA. But I'll tell you, like, if you try to get NDAs from investors for an idea, it's not going to look good for you. So please don't do it for your own sake. On Instagram, I'm at SaaSBizLawyer. You can search my name on LinkedIn. Website law firm is optimistlegal.com. If you're a founder out there and you're building something cool and you don't have a lawyer that's a part of your team that you love, I'd love to connect, see if there's an opportunity to support. I've been in the space for 10 years. I love working with entrepreneurs. I love helping entrepreneurs achieve their visions. I love making deals. I love making great deals for entrepreneurs. So I'm here as a resource. Don't hesitate to reach out. And thank you so much for having me on today. It's been a lot of fun.
Brilliant. Thank you, Amit. That wraps up our series. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're now in a much better position when it comes to any sort of software development, when it comes from a legal standpoint. If you have any questions for me or Amit, feel free to contact us. There's a link to book a call with me in the comments, and we've linked Amit's page so you can get in touch with him as well. He's a great guy. I'm Victor Perolnik, founder of TrustRing, where we help SaaS companies build and run productive development teams, really. And we do that by doing two things. Number one, we provide the missing tech and product advisory that you might need to bring clarity, structure, productivity to your development process. That we need in the form of a fractional CTO and fractional CPO. Number two, we provide pre-vetted engineers. So we're headhunting a recruiting company. We bring you the best talent out there, pre-vetted by our fractional CTO. So really good people. If you need any of that, reach out to us. We also have an entire network of pre-vetted, tried and trusted software houses if you need more of a turnkey approach. And if you have no idea what to do, what you need, who you need, where they should be, well, just reach out to us, book a call. The link's in the description. We'll walk through that entire framework that we have. We'll figure out who you are, where you want to be, what's the best way to approach that. We've helped over 300 clients in the past, so we definitely seen a thing or two about remote software development and how to do it right or wrong, and we can create an individual strategy for you. First call is completely free, no commitment. I am looking forward to talking to you. And so if you'd like to stay up to date, we bring this content to you every week, along with longer videos of talks, talk recordings that we can't put on YouTube, but we can share those to our newsletter subscribers. So apart from subscribing to us here on YouTube, feel free to just subscribe to our newsletter. The link is in the description. There you'll receive more stuff that is also more in depth. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. See you soon.